In fact, by day two of classes, about half of those kids had shown up to school. Superintendent Diedrich Martin says there's a direct connection between the number of enrolled kids and the number of teachers the district needs on the payroll. So some adjustments are likely on the way in the next week or two.
If we had money in the bank, we'd probably wait two semesters to make the adjustments. We're going to have to look at it and make decisions over the next couple weeks and try to be thoughtful about our past trend, but not wait too late to actually make some staffing adjustments that's meaningful to our financial bottom line and doesn't disrupt the educational environment.
Martin says the district usually sees more and more kids coming to school right up to the official count day in early October. He says by then there are usually about 100 kids who haven't shown up. Each of those kids represents about $7,500 in state foundation grant funding. So even a shortfall of 100 students means a financial hit of $750,000 for the district. Bob Eccles, WEMU News.